Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
20 questions, 20 questions, can you guess them all? Don't write them down, just shout them out, then tweet us with a score.
20 questions.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Blended Questions.
Welcome.
Woop woop. It's the start of a new week if you're listening to this in week order.
As
if you're
you
not,
be.
Then it's just another episode, episode 79.
But happy Monday to those of you who are here on Monday.
And happy Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday to anyone else who's not listening to it on a Monday. I don't want you to feel left out.
You're being very kind to these people.
I'm very inclusive.
Anyway, we're going to do 20 general knowledge questions. We are about to give you the answer to the brain teaser.
From last episode. Which was?
It was sent by Mr. P.
Yep.
And it was, what links the creator of Twin Peaks?
Creator of Twin Peaks.
A mathematical formula for calculating target scores in cricket.
Mathematical formula for calculating target scores in cricket.
Yes. A famous highwayman.
A famous highwayman.
And a member of Take That.
And a member of Take That.
So the answer is, it's classic Coronation Street characters, gentlemen.
Classic Coronation Street
David Lynch created Twin Peaks. The mathematical formula for calculating target scores in cricket is the Duckworth-Lewis, or Duckworth-Lewis-Stern.
Duckworth-Lewis-Stern method.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Is Dick Turpin, and Gary Barlow. That's the one. So Lynch, Duckworth, Turpin, and Barlow.
I've got a slight bubble in my throat, and I'm not letting it go because I'm enjoying it so much.
I thought you were doing an inexplicable Bruce Forsyth impersonation.
Good guy.
He was never in Coronation Street.
Street to see you, Coronation Street. I'm going to clear my throat, and it's gone, which is a shame because I was enjoying that. If only I could do that at will.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Aside from
all that enjoyment, it's time for your big 20 questions.
Mm.
Question number one. Who wrote the novels High Fidelity and About a Boy? Nick Hornby. Question number two. Which two colours make up the Czech sponge pattern in a Battenberg cake? Pink and yellow. Question number three. What are the first names of the Chuckle Brothers? Barry and Paul. Question number four. Who composed the opera The Barber of Seville? Rossini. Question number five. Which iconic structure began construction in California in January 1933? The Golden Gate Bridge. Question number six. Apart from Donald Trump, who is the only other US president to have been divorced? Ronald Reagan. Question number seven. In music, what is the name for a group of nine musicians? A nonet. Question number eight. Which mythical creature was said to have the head of a lion, the head of a goat in the middle of the back, and a snake for a tail? The Chimera. Question number nine. James Wong, Pippa Greenwood, and Christine Walkden are regulars on which BBC Radio 4 programme? Gardener's Question Time. Question number 10. Chile declared its independence in 1818 from which country? Spain. Question number 11. A Different World was the spin-off show from which American sitcom? The Cosby Show. Question number 12. What is the name of Alan Partridge's hard-working PA? Lynn. Question number 13. Who is the famous father of actor Emilio Estevez? Martin Sheen. Question number 14. In the Harry Potter books, what is the name of the Weasley's house? The Burrow. Question number 15. Usain Bolt's current world record of 100 metres in 9.58 seconds was set in what year? 2009. Question number 16. Which 1990s dance hit for Los Del Rio is also a Spanish girl's name meaning blessed? Macarena. Question number 17. Behind the Mask is the autobiography of which boxer? Tyson Fury. Question number 18. In which Shakespeare play would you find the characters Valentine, Proteus, Sylvia, and Julia? The Two Gentlemen of Verona. Question number 19. Which actor played Elwood Blues in the film The Blues Brothers? Dan Aykroyd. And question number 20. Who is older, Dominic Cummings or Dominic West? Dominic West, by 3 years.
Marvellous.
There we go. Those were your big 20 questions. Please tweet us on at Plenty Questions with a Z.
Very good.
Now, and let us know your score. Mm. Some people have been getting very good high scores. We also now have another...
Oh, Z. Sorry.
Yeah, too late. Another brain teaser.
This
comes from...
It's a new... another contributor who we are welcoming to the brain teaser fold. It's Thomas Moore.
Oh, not the Thomas Moore.
Not that one.
Or I'd be surprised if he was on Twitter.
There's quite a lot of Thomas Moores.
There probably are, but yeah.
Okay. He's got a double O. Anyway, it's a great brain teaser. Let's give him a sting that he... No, did you use your banjo there? Or was that the ukulele?
No, that's just a bit of ukulele put through a filter.
Something string. Right, the question, the brain teaser is, what have Joan Rivers, mm-hmm. Marlena Dietrich, mm-hmm. Anne Hathaway, uh-huh. and Linda Lusardi all got in common?
Hmm.
So what links Joan Rivers, Marlena Dietrich, Anne Hathaway, I don't know which one, I mean, anyway, and Linda Lusardi?
It's an eclectic list.
Well, they're all women.
Mm,
I mean, you know, they've got that in common. It's not that.
Well, no, that would be a pretty poor brain teaser.
No, it's a really good brain teaser, actually, from Thomas Moore. It's
yeah,
very
but
good.
It wouldn't be good if the answer was all women.
But this is what this is. Let's discuss
this later, shall we? Right, thank you all very much for tuning in.
Thank you so much.
We will see you on the next episode
Thanks,
of...
Thanks, especially if you listen on Monday.
Plenty Questions.
Bye.
See you then. Bye.
Plenty Questions, 20 Questions, it'll soon be a bonfire night. Last year I made my own fireworks out of petrol and dynamite.
Plenty Questions!
Oh, the local kids will never forget that night. Well, the ones that survived.
GreatBigOwl.com
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.